I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor, but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Welcome in. Saturday Suckage, and it's time for the Saturday Suckage roll call. Grobber.
It sucks, and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Mike Tomlin.
Sucking.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Brian Cashman.
I also know that we suck right now.
Albert Almora.
Damn, Willie, man, like, do we suck?
Chris Rock.
I suck so bad, they used to pick me after the white kids.
Pat Fitzgerald.
Sometimes you gotta embrace the suck.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not gonna make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby.
Oh my God, this sucks.
Random Bears fan. Steph Curry.
We suck tonight.
Terry Bors.
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Avenue Q.
It sucks to be me. No. It sucks to be me. No. It sucks to be broken, unemployed, and turning 33.
St. John.
Sucks to me.
Ross Perot.
There will be a giant sucking sound going south.
Devin McCourty.
Sucks to end the season that way.
Nick Chubb.
One of the things that stuck to us when he came here, he said, you know, you got to embrace the suck.
Pat McAfee.
There are some commentators that suck out there.
Nicholas Ehlers.
Not a fun morning. It sucks.
Chris Ballard.
And now we lose these last two games and we just suck.
Giannis.
suck. Play bad. They made shots. They played good. They played better than us.
Chris Ranji.
What? You caught me off guard. We suck. I told you I suck.
There you. You know what? God. Chris Ranji is in for Grody, who's in for Espo, who's in for Grody, who is in. It's everybody's in for Brian Peruk and the chat champ. And
still.
Ranji's in today. And the best thing about it is he didn't just embrace the suck, he lived it. This is a team player. Welcome into Saturday Suckage. Steve Rosenblum, Chris Ranji. We're here till 2 o'clock. Or we're produced by Cesar Perez, maybe, finally, all the way through it. But I need you to share with the class, Ranger, exactly what happened, where you're broadcasting from, why, and now you're trying to rip off a friend. I think all that needs to be explained.
Well, I have dived right into it. And by the way, you are a writer, so the correct word is dived and not dove, correct?
Dived, yes. You dived right into that definition.
I have dived right into the suck. Because here was my idea, Steve. I haven't seen you in years.
No. The last times we chatted, and I don't know, we didn't even do the Twitcher thing on that. But I must say that the genius of Chris Ranji is this: we were doing this radio station show back in the NBC Tower.
Yeah,
one of the greatest moments of my life on radio when you were live tweeting the Karate Kid.
Oh yeah,
like 25 years after it had been released.
Yeah.
And you're just taunting Danny LaRusso.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, we need to get this. Once we know how it comes out, because we were all on the edge of our seats, we need to get Ranji on. And we did. And we got you on. That may have been the last time we spoke, when you were live tweeting a 25-year-old movie.
Well, it was. I'm pretty sure that I was live tweeting that before live tweeting was cool.
Yes, and, right. You've been bitching for a long time.
Oh God, have I been? And not like the cool '60s kind of bitching. Like
no.
I've been bitching with a G, a hard G. I think I have been proven right, by the way, about Daniel LaRusso. If you watch Cobra Kai, the show that's on Netflix now, which is, it's wonderful. It's just so campy, and not Rick campy. It's just very, it's cheesy, but it's intentionally cheesy and it's great. But Daniel LaRusso sucks. He just sucks. And I knew it in watching the original movie. I was right when I was live tweeting about how much he sucked.
It's good to be vindicated. Good to be vindicated that it started on a show we did at the NBC Tower and confirmed right here on the Saturday Suckage, now that we're broadcasting from 2 Prue. So
here's what happened to me, Steve. I had full intention of being live in studio with you today. I was coming up to Chicago. I got a friend's birthday. I want to see him later on. So I left last night about 6:15-ish, 6:20. I hear this sound that, you know when you're on the highway and a semi is up next to you and they're shifting gears and it's like out of gear and it's just really loud and rumbling. I hear that sound, so I look to my left thinking there's a truck there. There's no truck. And I look behind me, no truck. I look to my right, no truck. It's me. I'm making that sound. And I got this little car, so I go, I don't know what it is. I didn't hit anything that I could tell. I got into an off-ramp in Elkhart, Illinois, which I don't know if you've ever been to Elkhart, Illinois, but it's 15 minutes south of Lincoln, and there's nothing there, like nothing. You get on the off-ramp, and it's a county road. And so I'm there, and I realize I got a flat tire. And I don't know how it happened. I just know that it was awful, and the road conditions were fine. I was sort of worried about it because everybody's been talking about all the wrecks, the 100-car pileup on 39.
Yeah.
But the roads were perfectly fine, with the exception of, I'm not kidding you, 10 or 11 semi-trucks in the ditch on the way up. Half of them turned over, so I know the day before was awful because the cars are still there, the trucks are still in the ditches. It was like a post-apocalyptic, right? So my car, I got a flat. I have the spare donut. I do not have the jack. And so I'm like, you know, this is sort of a newly acquired car for me. It belonged to somebody else, and now I have it. And the jack wasn't in there. So I call AAA. At 6:25, I call them. She figures out where I'm at. She says, okay, it's going to be about 90 minutes. And I think that, oh, hell, that's a long time. There's nowhere for me to go. I can't drive this car. So then I get a phone call 2 hours later from AAA, and they say, yeah, it's going to be another 90 minutes. And I said, come on, man.
They got
are you
this
kidding?
Down.
I'm like, you told me 90, and, you know, I get it. A lot of things are happening. Miraculously, the dude shows up within a half hour. Okay, so he pulls in. It's about 9:30, close to 10, somewhere like that. I've been sitting on the shoulder, on the off-ramp for 3-plus hours, freezing. Car's running most of the time. He shows up. Nice guy. And I said, I'm guessing you've been busy tonight. And he said, no, you're the first person I've had to come to. He said, I was about to sit down to my first hot dinner in a while. A guy named Kenny works for Shaner's Towing. In Springfield, so hello, Kenny. And so he fixes the tire, you know, he puts the spare on, and he said, you know, if they would have called me right away at 6:25, like you just told me called in, he said, I was 5 minutes away. I could have been here in 10. And I went, are you kidding me? Like, so this guy could have been there, you know, quickly, he wasn't, whatever. So I drive the donut tire to Bloomington. I call my friend who still lives here. I went to Illinois State, so I called him. He still lives here. And he said, you can use my basement. So I am in his basement, and he is a Bears fan. Like, I mean, I know we're all Bears fans, but this guy is, I'm surrounded, Steve, I'm surrounded by 27 game-worn and or signed Bears jerseys. They're up on the wall. 27. I just counted.
Are they all framed? Like the one you tried to sell on the tweeter machine?
Oh, no, I didn't, that was Dick Butkus's jersey, number 51's right there. I didn't try selling it. I'm just taking it.
Oh, you just take it to give it back to Dick Butkus because he might not have one.
If Dick Butkus wants it, he can have it. But he's got them. He's got some of them in like one big frame, so there are eight to a big frame, like one of those sliding glass door frames that you would see like in a high school Hall of Fame. And then he's got some other, I see there's Zorich and Matt Forte, and he's got a Sherrick McManus. He's got a Cody Whitehair jersey, Jim McMahon, Khalil Mack, Sed Benson. He's got an A-Rod jersey.
I was just going to ask who the worst jersey is, and you just nailed it on Besson. I can't think of anybody's worse than Cedric Benson. I can't think of a jersey worse on his wall than Cedric Benson.
No, there's Martellus Bennett. Let's see. No, I think that one is the worst one. There's a Devin Hester. That's not him. He's amazing. So, yeah, I'm surrounded by all this memorabilia. I'm going to take some of it. I appreciate
him letting
me work.
Wait, he offers you his basement for this broadcast. He gave you a warm place to stay.
Yeah.
He is giving you, he's shown hospitality. He's shown decades of a fraternity coming, his empathy. And you're taking some of his goods?
Yeah, I'm taking his stuff. And I'm doing it because
Alexa hates you.
As I was down here preparing, and by preparing I mean staring into the computer,
sleeping.
His 5-year-old son came down here, and I think he called me a poo-poo head. So as retaliation, I am taking one of these jerseys home with me. Oh, wait, hold on. There's a Mitch Trubisky jersey directly behind me.
This would be our web poll. Who is the worst Bear, Mitch Trubisky or Sed Benson?
There's an Aroma Shadu jersey, too. There's a lot back here.
That was a Jay Cutler favorite. That was a go up and get it guy. That may have been the seed, the source for Matt Spiegel's Guagi. I think it was Devin Aroma Shadu because the other Devin wouldn't go up and get it. He'd just run under everything.
And there's a this is what I'm and there are helmets too. There are a few helmets.
You're taking stuff from a man who took you in from the cold.
A man who
gave you warmth and put a roof over your head and is giving you a broadcast facility.
That's right. Thank you, Chad Thompson. I'm stealing your crap.
Right.
So thank let that for- be a lesson to everybody. Whoever offers Chris Ranji a place to stay. And I can only imagine what this will bode well. We have news to break in the 12 o'clock, break or underscore in the 12 o'clock hour, where we'll have Mark Grody as our guest. It is his show. He's not on this show, but he will be on this show, and you guys can fight.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Sports talk, I just did.
2 hours and 45 minutes to fill here.
Let me ask you another question. He doesn't have to work today because he is doing score overnights.
I wasn't given a reason. You know how this radio station is managed and run.
Yeah.
You're not allowed. You're asking me a question you're not allowed to ask somebody who would actually have the answer, correct?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I just show up and I'm told, that person over there is my producer. That person over there is my co-host. And that place is the one you're going to broadcast from. Uh-huh. And if you have any further questions, you're on the 10th floor. Open a window. So is that answer things for you, Ranger?
All right, man.
Welcome to Saturday Suckage.
Hey, you basically just said, I don't know, man. I just work here.
Uh-huh. That's it. Okay. That's it. And you know what? We do this.
That's fine.
We do this on the 23rd anniversary of the theater release of the movie Office Space, a longtime favorite. I think it's very fitting. Good luck on your layoffs. I hope your firings go really well. I think that is just, of all the things that happened in Office Space, that's what jumps to mind. And, of course, the Michael Bolton thing. So, yeah. So, Chris Ranji, that's him over there. Well, him stealing stuff. Does your friend who gave you a roof and took you in from the cold, does he have any video cameras down there? So he's actually going to, not just that you've declared your intention to rob him on the air here, but also will he have video proof for police when they hunt you down on your little donut wheel car?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to do some research.
You're going to look around the room.
Yeah, I'll look around. In the middle of breaks, I'll be looking for the camera. I think I'm okay. I'm not too worried about it. I think I'm okay. But I'm hoping that while we are doing the show, the children don't come downstairs to tell me that I'm a poo-poo head again. Actually, I kind of do. I hope they do tell me that.
I would like to have that on there. As long as we've had Alexa fights on the air, we might as well have. Yeah.
I have a question. When we get to the Alexa stuff, and I know we're going to at some point.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question for you. And maybe you already know what that question is.
No, I don't. I want to be surprised.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what it is.
I'd like to get your input.
All right. We'll look forward to that. We will. That's Chris Ranji. He's in for whoever preceded this whole thing. And the way this whole thing turns back on one another is that he's in for Grody, who's going to be on the show in the next hour. And Grody was in for Espo. And Espo eventually was in for Brian Peruke, and now Espo and Brian Peruke, and this is for real, are co-managing a Little League baseball team because their sons are the same age in the same town.
That's great.
How we're doing this. Our phone number, 312-644-6767. That's also the text number that a 779 texter. Hi, Chris. Your biggest fan, Stan. Yeah.
Hi, Stan.
Yeah. 773 texted us, which is worse, a McNown or Benson jersey? Does your friend have a McNown jersey?
No, there's no unless it's upstairs somewhere. Maybe he's got that one in the bedroom. I don't know. But he does have the Walter Payton jersey, like it's prominently displayed. So obviously it's the most important jersey of the bunch because
yes.
As soon as you come downstairs, it's right there. So I think all of the important jerseys, maybe all of them that he owns are here, but 27 is a lot.
Yeah, well, 26 after you get done, I guess, apparently. Yeah,
well.
Sticky-fingered Ranji. Well, and Todd in the 779 says, you're robbing a good friend who took care of you, took you in a crisis, and you trashed his 5-year-old son on the air, and you think Danny LaRusso sucks? Look in the mirror, Ranger.
He does suck.
There we go.
Can't all of those things be true at once?
Yeah, all right. Well, he's Mark,
oh, yeah.
He's Mark
Rosie,
Grody's future
Rosie,
bunkie.
Hold on. Yeah. There's also a giant Brian Urlacher mural behind me.
As one does.
Yeah.
As one does.
And it's autographed.
All right, our guests are going to be Rick Camp, We are going to talk Bulls and food with him. I got to interrupt in for Campy and for the Ranger, and we're going to discuss this. That's at 11:40. 12:20, Mark Grody will be here. It's not his show, but it is his show, but he will be on the show, and we're going to let the two bunkies fight. We're going to see what the news is and then let them fight. And then at 1 o'clock, the diva will be here. My diva will be here as we find the center of the Venn diagram of pop culture and sports with Tristan Thompson and the way he was keeping up with the Kardashians and Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley and Grandpa Rossi and his romance. So my daughter, Allie, who works for E! News, will be here to update us on all that. We are Saturday Suckage. That's what will be going on. When we take a break, we'll come back with a brief discussion on why All-Star Weekends suck, just like the Olympics suck. But this is what might have. We don't have an update on IO, but this is why they suck, just the fact that this could happen. So here's Chris Ranji. He's at the moment stealing from a friend who took him in last night. So let that be a lesson to anybody else who knows Chris Ranji. I'm Steve Rosenblum.
I am going to need a place to stay the next couple of nights.
Yeah, so I'm sure. And the offers will come pouring in after the last segment. We suck so you don't have to. Well, Ranji has really raised the bar on this one. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The pleasure's all on this side of the table. Trust me.
Good luck with your layoffs, all right? I hope your firings go really well.
This is Sports Radio 670, The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Well, at least your name isn't Michael Bolton.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that name.
There was nothing wrong with it until I was about 12 years old and that no-talent ass clown became famous and started winning Grammys.
Wouldn't you have come back with a Michael Bolton song?
Uh-huh.
Cesar Perez, come on.
That's all right. Thinking.
I am no-talent ass clown Steve Rosenblum. I suck so you don't have to. My co-host today is Chris Ranji. As John Gielgud said, as Hobson and Arthur to Liza Minnelli, steal something casual. You have offers, Chris Ranji. You have offers.
Oh, I do?
Yes.
Wow,
815. Like Chris is more than welcome to stay at my place.
Oh, wow.
A suggestion from 312. Chris should steal stuff from the guy that sold him a car without a jack.
Well, it belonged to a family member who, she passed away. So thanks for bringing it up.
There you look. You brought it up, dude. You opened yourself. You're a target. 773 texter. I got you, Ranji. Just don't steal my wake and bake stash.
No, I won't do that to you, man.
No, because you've got ethics.
Yes, Steve, there's always a line.
We have no idea that you had one or knew what one was.
That's correct. Well,
if you had to define that in court, we doubt that you could do that satisfactorily to convince a jury.
No, definitely not. It's very vague. There is a line. It's just a vague line.
Okay, we have 309 texter. Our text number, by the way, is 312-644-6767. The text zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. 309 says, tell Ranji that once he's done robbing his friend, to go to Discount Tire in North Normal to get a new tire.
Well, it's already being taken care of right now. I was at, I don't know the name of the place, but a nice guy named Jim is taking care of it for me.
Okay.
So I should be okay.
All right. So while you were hanging out on the side of the road and desperate to find a place to stay and figure out how you were going to get through the next 12 hours, the Bulls were experiencing what might be the worst part of any All-Star weekend. It's part of it is watching the actual play. But IO went up to Io's playing his little heart out, his second round draft pick heart out, and first team to 50 wins, and then it gets real intense in the Rising Stars game, and he's trying to stop an opponent so he can help
Team Peyton beat Team Rick Barry, and he jams his right thumb on the rim, bends it backwards. We don't have an update today, but again, a example infinity of why All-Star games are stupid.
I don't like any. The last time I really cared about an All-Star event, I'm pretty sure I was a child. When the baseball teams all played against each other back before there was interleague play, and you didn't get to see the American League teams. And quite frankly, you didn't get to see very many highlights of teams around the country. But now you can watch everybody. So I don't care anymore. And I certainly never really cared about the other All-Star games. Sometimes the skills competition in the NHL is kind of fun, I guess. And sometimes the same thing in the NBA, but I'm with you on it. And especially for this Bulls team this year.
Yes, exactly. Right? What they didn't need was this turn of events.
Because I've been thinking this whole time, and I've said it. Hey, DeMar DeRozan is playing great, and I love it. Zach LaVine's been dealing with injuries, and I hate that. I want them to not get hurt in All-Star festivities. I wasn't even thinking about Io. And here's Io, and he goes out, and he gets hurt. And again, it may not be serious, because I think the initial reports, it seemed like he was sort of like not making a big deal of it. But how many times have we seen a player in any sport not make a big deal of an injury immediately after the fact, and it turns out to be like 6 weeks?
That's it's been the Bulls season. It's like, oh, we don't think it'll be too big. Okay, 6 to 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. The Bulls are going to retire the numbers 6 and 8 by the time this season is over.
I love 6 to 8. Yes. Usually it's 6 to 8 years because of something you've done, like steal a jersey from your friend's house.
Somebody, a 309 texter, so he can't be too far from where you might be, but a 309 309 texter says, you can stay with him. He'll only charge you one of the stolen jerseys.
Oh, that, I can do that.
Yeah, sure. It's found money, found jerseys. Yeah.
I got you. Thank you. I appreciate the offer. Yeah. But yeah, this is just, it is for, and I know that you can't really live like this. You can't be afraid for your players all the time to get hurt, and you can't want them to be wrapped up in bubble wrap all the time. But for this particular Bulls team, it's just, this is such a bad time for this. If it turns out to be something where they do miss him for a couple of weeks, I suppose as long as he's back before the playoffs, okay, fine. They're going to have a tough stretch of regular season games coming up here too, and you don't want to fall too far behind because you've got too many injuries. And I know they're about to get healthier, but the last thing you need is to get healthy and then lose a guy. Lose another one, because, you know, that could be a cycle that continues throughout the rest of the year. This is just a really bad time for it.
And that guy particularly, because of what he wants to do, what he leads by example, and is just such an example of the spirit of this team for whatever MVP-ness you've seen from DeMar DeRozan, and it's been absolutely. There's nobody, no way you could have predicted this, but Io has been such a revelation and so important as somebody who's been there through all this with, wow, we lose Caruso, wow, we lose Lonzo Ball, wow, we lost Zach LaVine, wow, we lost, whatever. They've had Io, they've had DeRozan, and they've had a piece of the East, and it's stunning. And I just don't, I've hated the Olympics for this. You're going to go over and get hurt for what? For what reason? Why? Whatever. I remember we had Brent Seabrook on the phone before, I guess the Vancouver Olympics. We had him on this show. And I said, if you're in the corner and there's another American player there, and you get a chance to just run his head through the glass and wipe him out and maybe take out a knee and it's Patrick Kane, what do you do? And he was going to take him out. I just think, there's no reason to do this. You're not getting paid. I mean, it's your country. That's fine. Canada, God bless Canada. Sorry. We all say sorry if something like that happens, because that's what they do in Canada. They say sorry. But I would never, if I were an NHL owner, I would never let my players go. I don't want my players playing in the, I don't want them playing in any event that I'm not paying for, because the object of the exercise is to win a trophy. Win an NBA championship, Not an all-star game thing.
I don't want my pitchers pitching in an all-star game.
Yes.
Look, basketball is, it's not the most violent of sports, but there's contact.
Unless Grayson Allen is around.
Unless Grayson Allen is playing. And by the way, I said this the other day, but I'd like to reiterate it. I don't wish injury upon anybody.
Oh, I do.
But if Grayson Allen, if he does end up getting hurt, I will have the least amount of sympathy possible, which is none. If he does get hurt and it's serious, as long as he doesn't, you know, it's not life-threatening, if he does get seriously hurt, my thought would be, that's a shame. It's too bad that happened. Just because of who he is, and that's how he operates. He operates like he's trying to take somebody out every game. But at any rate, I am with you on this. Like I said earlier, you can't really live this way, because a lot of these guys really want to participate. It means a lot to them. It meant a lot to LaVine to be a part of this. He really, really wanted it. And you can't be the Bulls and try to make your players happy, and something like this makes them happy because it's an accomplishment, and then say you can't go play. But at the same time, you don't want them to go play. And I don't want them to go play. And I know you can't live scared all the time, but what happened with Io, and again, we don't know if it's serious. It may be an absolute nothing, and he'll be okay when the season resumes next week. But I don't want it. I don't want to take the chance. So for me, I'd be perfectly satisfied to say, hey, congratulations, Io Desunmu. You are an all-star. Here's your trophy. There's no game. You don't have to play anything. Congratulations. Here's your bonus. Here's your bonus. We're going to put your name in lights. We're gonna make a graphic with you, and it says All-Star, Io Desunmu. Same thing, Zach LaVine. And that's it. There's just no game.
I'm with you on that. But they're there, and Zach is. The argument in favor of Zach, before we got to take a break, and we'll get to Rick Camp. We'll discuss this with him. The one thing in favor of Zach is, as long as he doesn't play in the game, he would be getting up shots anyways, and that's all he wants to do is compete in the shooting competition and try to add to his legend. But, you know, there's no way that DeMar DeRozan, if he's in at the end of the game and they're playing the All-Star game, and All-Star games in the NBA mean nothing except for the last 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then you could see the intensity ramp up and they're not really ready for it, and I don't want them caring about the result in that. But they do. Like you said, it matters to them, and that's the bad part, and that's what you saw. That's where Io jammed his thumb, is because it mattered. The last 10 points were the most important.
And you can't make them not care about it. You can't make a guy who's worked his whole life to get to that point and to have that recognition, you can't make him... I mean, they all care about the regular season. And the thing that does matter the most to them is winning a championship. And I mean, that probably won't happen for this team anyway. I mean, maybe it can. I don't know. They got to get healthy first.
We'll discuss that. We'll try to get him healthy, and then we'll try to bring in the Kardashian arm candy. Yes.
I can't wait. It's going to be great.
It is. It is. I love when pop culture and sports mix. So we'll take a break, and we will talk with Rick Camp. He is the host, mostly the host for the Bulls postgame show, and he is the co-founder and co-host of the I'm Fat podcast, and we've got an I'm Fat question for him, and we're going to do that. He's Chris Ranji. Watch him as he steals, and I can't wait until we get at the end of the show. Can you give us a list of all the filthy lucre you'll be making off with?
No, because I want
you're going to have to fence it, and I'm sure that our listeners, somebody out there is a fence.
I want him to have to figure it out. I want him to come home and go, okay, what's missing?
What's missing?
Because there's enough here, he would have to do some thinking.
Okay. All right. That's really the great way to treat a friend. Somebody took you in and gave you a roof over your head.
I love this guy. Yes, great guy.
I can tell that. Yeah. Because he left the house. He left you alone and an open front door. He's Chris Ranji. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This game.
Oh,
Hey, I'll see you in a couple days, buddy. If you need me, I'm not gonna be on the flight with you. We're not getting on the same flight.
I'll see y'all after All Star break.
He off duty right now, so y'all see him.
I'll see y'all after All Star. All right,
I'll see you in a couple days. All right. I forgot your question.
Welcome in, welcome back. I forgot your question. There you go. Thank you very much. Saturday Suckage, Steve Rosenblum and Chris Ranji is in for Grody, and Grody will be in next hour to talk with Ranji, and we'll let the new bunkies fight. Right now, though, we're going to the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Joining us now is Rick Camp, the legendary host of the Bulls postgame show right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670, and the co-founder and co-eater on the I'm Fat podcast, and we will get to that in a moment. But first, Rick, why did they let any Bull out of bubble wrap during an All-Star break with the way this season is going, and then Io goes to compete, and I don't have an update, but the idea that he would hurt his thumb, it's fitting for this season, and why did they let him go? Tell him to stop, Rick.
Tell him to stop being recognized for playing really well?
Yes.
That seems a little counterintuitive of, hey, you know what? We want you to play really well for us. But then when there's an opportunity on a bigger stage to show off, no. I don't think that would fly.
Yeah. Yeah, they should be grounded. You're all grounded.
Come
from the
home
All-Star
from school,
game.
And here's your granola bar.
Yeah, I'm sure it. Zach LaVine would love that, with the fact that he could sign a max extension this upcoming off season. Be like, you know what, you shouldn't be. You know, you could earn all this money and talk with people that you can maybe try and get to come to the Bulls at some point. But you know what, we're a little too worried about this season. So no.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if he needs that kind of, slim banner advertising to get what it is, then he's probably not proven himself on the court enough.
That's right.
I mean, it's just the status thing. Even if he didn't end up playing, like, let's say that what came from the doctor's visit wasn't as positive as it seems, and it was, hey, you probably shouldn't play. At least then he would still go to All-Star Weekend and be part of the parties and be there, be visible, because it's a status thing too. Like, that getting to the All-Star game mattered for Zach LaVine. So, and I don't blame him for that in the slightest. So I have no issue with the guys going there. Casey Johnson was on the station yesterday and he brought up a good point. He's like, especially with Zach, it's, what would he be doing if he was just at home anyway? You think he's not getting shots up?
Yeah,
right.
So it's like, he might as well be just doing it for the three-point contest, in front of a camera, instead of just, doing that at home in whatever traditional way he would.
What do you think of Rick Carlisle declaring Tristan Thompson a Bull? The Rick Carlisle, the Indiana coach, has declared it, so the Bulls themselves have not, but it seems inevitable. So what does Tristan Thompson bring besides Kardashian legacy?
I think he brings a different style of big that the Bulls can have. I don't know how much he necessarily has left. He's not the guy that we saw in the finals, the Cavs, where he could be the starting center on a LeBron team and be good enough to make that much of a difference. But if you're in a matchup where Tony Bradley could get exposed in space and you need a guy that can play a little bit better in space as your backup big in a given matchup, he can do that for you. He moves his feet a little bit better. And then we get the fun of seeing which hand he decides to shoot a free throw with, which has always kind of been a thing for Tristan Thompson. So yeah, it's just like, it's just a different style. I don't think he's any great shakes. If he was, he wouldn't have been a buyout guy. But I'm also a guy that doesn't think Tony Bradley's been quite as bad as everybody thinks. It's just kind of knowing what guy you're getting when you bring him in.
You know, it's pretty amazing when you talk about a 30-year-old and say, well, we'll see what he has left. Like, I know it's basketball, it's different, yeah. But the guy's 30. I mean, he'll be 31, I think, in like a month or something. But But still, you know, you would think that at that age, and we kind of do it with DeMar DeRozan, too, who's only 32. It's interesting to me that that's how we talk about them sometimes. But, I mean, he's an addition. He's something the Bulls definitely needed. And I think once they're fully healthy, to have him part of that rotation, that's a huge bump. I don't know if it's championship level, but that's a pretty big bump, Rick.
Yeah, I like, especially that it's a buyout guy. All it cost you was a little bit of money. So to be able to bring in a guy that, you know, in the right situations can play a few minutes for you, I'm 100% for bringing him on. When I've been asked before of, you know, who were guys that you would want to see brought in as a buyout guy, Thompson was the first guy I mentioned. Just because if it's, you know, even if it's, hey, you're facing Joel Embiid or whoever it ends up being, and you have a couple guys get into foul trouble, Vooch gets in foul trouble, and let's say Tony Bradley goes out there as the first big off the bench and he gets in a little bit of foul trouble or just needs a break, then you can bring in Tristan Thompson and the drop-off isn't much there. And then if you're playing a team that likes to have guys maneuver, like maybe against Miami with Bam Adebayo, you'd want to have Tristan Thompson out there instead of Tony Bradley because he's more comfortable getting further away from the basket. And that's a guy that could, you know, get up into the chest of Bam Adebayo a little bit more consistently than Tony Bradley, who's more of a traditional drop big. He doesn't do a whole lot of things differently defensively, but what he does pretty well. So it all depends on what you need in a given matchup. So giving yourself options for in the playoffs, 12 to 15 minutes a game that you're going to want to try and get Vooch some rest, I think he's a perfect addition to what they already had.
Our guest is Rick Camp, host of the Bulls postgame show right here on The Score. Does Tristan Thompson have the ability? Is he going to make a tough decision for Billy Donovan easier at the end of the game when in a playoff series, everything gets drilled down and things get, the weaknesses get more exposed? One of the weaknesses would be how you're going to force Vooch to defend, where and when. Does Tristan Thompson change that calculus for the Bulls to the point where Billy Donovan's hard decision to tell Vooch maybe to sit down gets a little easier by the quality of defense Tristan Thompson can play?
Maybe. I know it's a lame answer, but it depends on the matchup. It depends on how Vooch is playing at the time. But the thing is, too, is Vooch's playmaking offensively has been a huge thing for them, and it's helped tide them by. So when you start to see on the offensive end, whoever's on the ball, whether it's DeRozan or whether it's LaVine, start to get doubled off of the pick and roll, and they have to lob the ball over the top of the two defenders, and Vooch gets it, and he has to make a decision on where to move that ball next, that's something Vooch is really good at that Tristan Thompson has never really had to do or never really done that well in his career. So while there's some incremental improvement defensively, offensively, you're taking a decent step back. So it's kind of that trade-off of it depends on how whatever game it is going. But at least having the option to do that is good. But I think some people are just like, yeah, just bench Vooch at the end of the game. What's the worst that could happen? Well, your main outlet on offense not being there is kind of an issue. And the fact that Vooch is still a really good rebounder, that part's still an issue. Everybody thinks about the one side of the ball, but you have to think about both sides with it. Now, in a given game, if maybe Vooch is just absolutely getting torched and he's not shooting well from the field, and really hasn't, you know, only his passing is what he's contributing offensively, then maybe that changes the math for you a little bit. But Vooch's passing, especially as of late, has been really underrated by people as he's been putting up these, you know, sizable double-doubles. He's also been putting up 4, 5, 6 assists sometimes, and the Bulls have needed those assists where, even if it's not a blitz situation, just in pick and roll, ball handler dumps it off to Vooch. Vooch catches the ball in that short roll area, so between the three-point line and the free throw line, he gets the ball, there's a guy in each corner, there's a guy at each wing, and he has to decide where to go with the ball. He's been pretty good about that this year, and I think that, and that's something I would not trust Tristan Thompson to do consistently.
Campy, it's very difficult to know how a team is going to work together, how players are going to like each other, and it doesn't necessarily lead to wins, but it certainly doesn't hurt. And one of the things that's been most striking about this team to me is that they all genuinely seem to really like playing together. And or they at least like one another. I mean, we played the moment when LaVine, busted into DeRozan's press conference after the game, and they're talking about going to Cleveland, and you know, DeRozan going down to Champaign with Io, and how much they generally like each other as well. It just seems to be a team-wide thing. You would imagine with the sort of respect Thompson has that he will fit into this nicely, right?
Well, especially considering he was spending his time in Sacramento and Indiana. Yeah. He's going to be grateful for the opportunity to not be in the basketball hinterlands anymore. So, yeah, I think he'll fit in just fine. So, the fit is what the Bulls kind of have to lean on, because as you look back at, you know, if people want to be as optimistic as they want, past champions, a vast, vast, vast majority of them have a top five player in the league in that season right there. And, you know, DeRozan's been that so far, but at least offensively for sure. Defensively, he is still very much not good. But that's a thing that the Bulls are going to be fighting against, is depth doesn't matter as much in the playoffs. So when you talk about all the different guys the Bulls have, they can still only have five on the court at a time. So the depth, just, you know, with guys playing in the upper 30s and into the 40s in minutes, you have to question how much depth truly matters. As you saw, like with the 2010 Bulls, and, you know, that in the Tibbs era, it was like, yeah, but they go 10, 11 deep. It's like, great. Well, 9, 10, and 11 don't really matter very much in the playoffs. It's, do you have a great starting five, and do you have like three guys you can truly trust off the bench? So for the Bulls, okay, assuming Patrick Williams comes back before the end of the season, he gets to a point where whether he's starting or Javonte Green starts, he's one of those dudes. Fine, you have him, you have whichever two of your guards, you know, coming off the bench, that's perfectly fine. You know, if it's going to be the traditional starting lineup, then it's Io and Kobe coming off the bench, or, you know, really, I mean, you could go, they're so deep at guard, it's going to depend on matchups as well as to how small can the Bulls play without getting roasted on the other end. I mean, on the season as a whole, they're down to 19th. Since Ball went out, they're 16th in net rating, 25th in defense. So point of attack defense has been a huge issue. And as fun as Io has been, and as good as he is at certain things defensively, their point of attack defense has not been very good. And it's been accentuated by wings not really crashing down enough, and that putting Vooch in bad positions at the rim. So many people are focused on rim protection, which is an issue, but it was one you signed up for with Vooch, that when your team is healthy, the point of attack defense was supposed to be good enough that when those ball handlers get to Vooch at the rim, they're not in an advantageous spot to make a decision to shoot, pass, or whatever they want to do. So it makes Vooch's job as a positional defender easier. When the point of attack defense isn't there, that exposes, you know, what Vooch doesn't do well defensively. So while people point at him because he's the one that's standing there at the time the decision is made by the ball handler, a lot of times the initial mistake is the bigger one out at the top, whether it's Kobe White or DeMar DeRozan or even Io sometimes. That, you know, Io's not flawless. Io is fun and he's a great value where they got him, but like, those guards, when you don't have Caruso and Ball, their defenses has not been great in pick and roll.
Well, let's see if they get healthy, and we'll see where they are then. Rick, appreciate it. We didn't get to the food question. We'll save it for next time. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, as always.
All right, Rick Camp, co-host of the I'm Fat podcast and the Bulls postgame show, host of the Bulls postgame show right here on The Score. So we'll take a break when we come back, and Chris Ranji wants to know, is he a bad guy for the way he treats artificial intelligence? And we're going to have to discuss his estranged relationship with Alexa. Or maybe it's I don't know. What would you describe your relationship with Alexa, Chris?
I don't really know. That's why I need your help.
All right, we'll do that in just a moment. Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.